Seated comfortably, notice your breath, the steady rhythm, the rise and fall of your chest and stomach as you breathe in and breathe out. Now take three slow, deep, comfortable breaths, releasing tension with each breath you exhale. As you continue to do so throughout this process. Good. Feeling that tension just drain down through your body into the earth below. Good. And as you continue to breathe and relax, releasing any remaining tension with each breath you exhale. Now preparing yourself for this healing exercise. Allowing your eyes to close. As you continue to breathe and relax. And now, inviting in any spirit guides, spirit helpers that you work with. In particular, calling in a spirit animal. Could be your totem animal or power animal, though that's not necessary. Just a favorite spirit animal, moving in and standing or sitting on your left side. As you breathe and relax. And now on your right side, calling in another spirit animal. It doesn't matter what kind of spirit animal, on your left or your right, they are here to support you 100%. Through this healing exercise with the ancestors. And now call in Archangel Michael as he comes to you and stands directly behind you. That's right. Know that you are safe and completely protected throughout this entire process. Next, bring to mind a condition for which you seek healing with the help of the ancestors. This can be an emotional, physical, mental, or even spiritual condition. Allow your mind to formulate this as clearly and as specifically as possible. Just one condition that has been problematic or self-defeating or even self-destructive in some way. Bring that clearly to mind. Hold that in your mind for the time being, as we will return to it in just a few minutes. Now, with a spirit animal on either side of you, and Michael behind you, and any other spirit allies that you've called in. As you breathe and relax, now notice in front of you at a distance that feels safe and comfortable, two chairs side by side. You might see these chairs, sense their presence, or just know that they're there. It does not matter how you perceive them. And in each chair sits your mother and your father. If you are adopted and did not know your birth parents or your lineage, know that this exercise will work no matter. Just know that this is your biological mother and your biological father. As you breathe and relax, now notice directly behind these two chairs in a second row are four chairs. And in these chairs sits your grandparents, your father's mother and father behind him, and your mother's mother and father behind her. So you now have, at a safe and comfortable distance, your parents in the first row, your grandparents in the second row, and now a third row of eight chairs. Notice now your grandparents sitting in those eight chairs. The first row, your parents, the second, your grandparents, and the third row, whether known to you or not, your grandparents. Now bring to mind, as you breathe and relax, that condition for which you seek healing. Whether an emotional, mental, physical, or spiritual condition, bring that sharply into focus. And as you do so, set your intention to have this healed completely. And now we ask Spirit to look amongst these 14 people, these three rows of ancestors, and identify clearly that ancestor amongst these that most strongly carried that same condition, no matter what it is. Spirit may identify that ancestor by shining a beam of light on him or her. That person may stand up. You may simply know in your heart of hearts which ancestor most strongly carried this same condition. Or this one ancestor stands out as the remainder fade back into spirit world. However this is done, notice that this ancestor comes forward, sitting across from you at a distance that feels safe, comfortable, and right. Again, you may see them. You may sense them. Or simply know they are there. Or some combination of those three ways of perceiving. And as you breathe and relax, allowing any tension that remains to drift down and through your body into the earth below. Now, we ask Archangel Michael to assist you with this. He raises his hands to the heavens, palms upward, arms outstretched, as he gathers together the healing power, the healing light, and the love of the celestial. And as he does so, he gradually brings his hands down, placing them on the top of your head, forming a funnel that focuses and concentrates this healing power, the power of the universe. Notice as this light and love begins to fill you up, moving down through your head, your neck, your torso, your stomach and lower back, your arms and hands, your hips, your pelvic area, your upper legs, your lower legs, filling you up with this magnificent power of healing love and light. Perhaps you will even feel the intensity and the lightness at the same time as this power fills you up. Allow this to proceed for the next few moments as you breathe and relax and simply receive. Good. At the same time as this light and love fills you completely, notice the solidness of your connection to Earth Mother as you breathe and relax. Good. And now the ancestor sitting before you, your spirit animals on either side, Archangel Michael forming this funnel with his hands, concentrating and focusing this healing love and light. When you're ready in the next few moments, raise your hands, fingertips to the sky, palms facing outward. And now that you have received this healing power, send it on these waves of light to this ancestor across space and time. Notice as they absorb this healing love and light, just purely giving this through your hands, your heart, your third eye, and your solar plexus. Perhaps you can even see that power streaming across on these waves of light and love. If there is forgiveness of any sort, of yourself, or of this ancestor. Send also this forgiveness across time and space on this stream of light and love, such that perhaps you will feel considerable compassion for this ancestor, knowing as well that in their spiritual evolution in the afterlife, by your offering this healing power, it will allow them to move on even further through the various levels of spiritual evolution. Notice as they continue to absorb this light and love. Good. As you breathe and relax. And whenever you're ready in the next few moments, relax your hands in your lap, palms facing upward. Good. And as you do so, now notice how this ancestor returns this now healed condition for which you have sent to them, now returning in a healed form along the path of light and love. With your hands open, your heart open, now receive this now healed condition on this stream of light and love. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. Let it fill your body and your soul body, and do whatever it needs to do to correct that condition towards health, wholeness, and healing. Take the next few moments as you breathe and relax, now to simply receive that love, compassion, and that now healed condition. How powerful to know that this ancestor will continue on their spiritual journey in the afterlife, now having received this from you. And how powerful to know that this has now returned to you, this now healed condition, as your body, your physical body and your soul body receives it wholeheartedly. Beautiful. What a great service you've provided this ancestor and yourself. Good. And now, in the next few moments, whenever you're ready, thank this ancestor and thank yourself for receiving this love and light and this now healed condition. And when you're ready, once again, raise your hands, fingers pointed to the sky, palms outward. And now send this now healed condition to your descendants, whether known or unknown, whether they are now on the earth in physical form, or have yet to arrive. If you have no descendants, and only if you have no descendants, send this to any siblings, sisters, and brothers that you have. If you have no descendants and you have no sisters or brothers, send this to those you love, family, friends. Good. Take a few moments to send this to your descendants or to whomever you are now giving this to. Good. That's right. As you breathe and relax, that's it. And whenever you're ready, take your hands now, place them on your heart, and give yourself any of that remaining light and love. Take a few moments to breathe that in, thanking yourself for showing up and doing this process. Good. And now, relaxing your hands in your lap, expressing your gratitude and appreciation to your spirit guides, the spirit animals on either side, Archangel Michael, any other spirit helpers that you've called to be with you during this process, your ancestor, and most especially thanking yourself for your willingness to do this, as you've provided a great service, not only to this ancestor and to yourself, but also to your descendants who no longer have to suffer that condition. Allow yourself now to gently and slowly bring your attention and awareness back fully into this moment, into your body here and now, taking your time as you gently and gradually move back into this space and time, and when you're ready, allowing your eyes to open, looking around the room where you are, slowly, slowly, slowly coming back fully into this moment here and now. Know and trust that you have set something in motion. The results will manifest over the next few weeks as you notice changes in yourself. Possibly the changes in any descendants or siblings or those you love. And last but not least, thank you for the work that you're doing to heal yourself, to bring wholeness, all of you, into this world. Blessings, blessings, blessings.